Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, would you please consider hitting that like, that subscribe, and maybe that notification bell too. And just a huge thank you for being involved in the channel. It really does mean the world. And let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. I had to come back after I recorded this audio and say this is a story that we have covered in the past. I totally forgot as I got halfway through it. I went, hold up. But it has got new updates on it as well, which I didn't read previously. So as always, if you have heard this story before, please feel free to use the timestamps in the description below or along the timeline of the video. That's what they are there for. Please feel free to use them. Let's crack on with today's story. Now, this story comes from individual Diamond 606, who says, my mum, 60s, wanted to force a reconciliation between me, 35 female, and my sister, 32. But it backfired. I don't want her in my life anymore. Background. I started dating my brother's best friend when I was 16. We were together until I graduated high school when he proposed and I rejected it. There was a lot of drama with my family asking me to reconsider because we could have a long engagement or make a promise to reconcile. My relationship with my brother, 36, suffered for a while, but the one with my sister, 32, never recovered. She was sure my ex was the best fit for me and became unbearable when she started dating my ex's brother. My ex was invited everywhere by my siblings, even to some family holidays, but I didn't say anything since he was their friend too. That is until my sister started to push for us to get back together. My sister did everything from trying to get us on blind dates to making us share a room during holidays. No matter the occasion, my ex was invited to it. After a while, I had enough and asked my parents to intervene. They were clear with my siblings and stopped inviting my ex to things or allowing him to tag along so much. It was slightly better, but while my brother backed off, my sister didn't. It all came to a crash when I met my husband during a semester abroad. He was from another university, but the same country, and we just clicked. It was magical for me, and we got engaged after dating for a year. My family was very happy for me, except my sister. She kept insisting I was in the honeymoon phase and would grow out of it. I clearly didn't, and after many, can't express enough how many, fights and attempts to reunite me with my ex, I simply let her know if she pulled anything again, I will stop talking to her. What does she do after that warning? Makes me her maid of honor and requests I spend all my time with the bridal party, aka my ex, and sets one of her friends as my husband's date. We didn't realize until we were at the reception and the poor girl tried to make a pass at my husband. My sister said that since we are not married, it was okay to explore things with other people. I left the party and the next day spoke with my parents and brother. Explained that while I won't make them choose, I will not talk to my sister ever again, and if they try to fix stuff between us, I will simply cut contact with them too. My mum was devastated and tried to negotiate, but my dad and brother said they would respect my decision. And apart from two attempts from my mum, I haven't spoken, written, or anything with my sister in the past 6 years. My sister has tried everything to reconcile with me, from gifts to tantrums, but I simply don't talk to her at all. If we are at a family event or dinner, I simply act like she doesn't exist. At first, she made snarky comments or tried to create drama, but since nobody backed her up, she gave up. She did have a meltdown when she was informed she was invited to my wedding, but would not be part of any preparation. My brother says he feels guilty for going along with it for so long, and his relationship with my ex has suffered since my ex. They still talk, but they're not as close anymore. The issue. My mum's birthday was a couple of weeks ago, and I finally announced we are expecting our first child. This is not the first grandchild, but it is the first granddaughter. Everybody was very happy, except my sister. My mum noted that and asked me for tea the other day. My sixth sense told me not to go, but I wanted to be positive. The first thing I noticed when I arrived was my sister's car. Then as I entered the door, there was my sister, her husband, my ex, and my ex-mother-in-law. They wanted to have an intervention since my childish tactic has gone for so long. My ex said that he was just trying to be romantic, but he understands I couldn't appreciate it. His mum said I was just hurting my sister for wanting the best for me, and she apologized already, so I need to forgive her. I was just sending texts to my family, dad, brother, husband, and looking at my mum in disbelief. My brother-in-law had the balls to tell me I was a hurtful person and I need to learn how to act like an adult since I am having a baby now. Then my mum began reading a letter about how hurt she was her daughters weren't close, how my sister was wrong but she was well-intended, etc. Then my sister read her letter and began crying and telling me basically another version of what the rest did. I said nothing to anybody, just sat there until my brother arrived. He was angry beyond anything I've ever seen before. He grabbed my stuff and told them all he was really disappointed and disgusted. We went outside and sat in his car until my dad and husband arrived. By then, I was just sobbing and he kept saying sorry. I'm unsure what happened in there, but I sent everybody, except mum, an email with my lawyer's number info attached and stated I don't wish to be contacted by any of them ever again, and if they do, I will go to the police. Nobody has contacted me, but I know from my dad, my mum and sister are hysterical. They told him they hope to repair things and for my sister to be able to be in my baby's life. Maybe possibly being a godmother. My dad is staying with my brother at the moment. They support me, but others in the family don't. I've even had mutual friends call me since they are worried about my sister's well-being and asking me what happened since she is now going by the narrative my husband is keeping me away from my family. I hate having my business in public, but I did go the public route and posted a long Facebook post about everything that happened. Sister, brother-in-law, and ex are being dragged, which, even if it wasn't 100% intended, I feel is deserved. Now my mum has been inconsolable, which does make me feel bad, but not as bad as she made me feel with a little intervention. I agreed to have a talk with her a couple of days ago and laid the ground rules for any possible future interaction, including therapy, family therapy, clear boundaries, no sharing information about me with my sister, and separate holidays. Most important, if she ever pulls anything like this again, she will for sure be cut off. She feels this is too much, but is willing to do it. She thought it meant immediate access to baby news, and it is all solved, but I told her it is a process and she needs to prove she has improved. My dad and brother refuse to talk to my sister and they keep apologizing for not stopping it earlier. We've forgiven them since they were able to move on and grow. My husband supports whatever I decide, but my mother-in-law is unsure cutting my mum's access to her granddaughter is the way to go, but says it is ultimately my decision. I am torn what to do with my mum. And we do have an edit with additional information and two further updates as well, which we're covering in the moment after a couple of comments. And I got to be honest, and I can't recall what I would have said the first time around, but I certainly know how I feel this time around as well, and hopefully felt back then, because I think it was a while ago since we read that one. It just got me thinking, what is sister up to in this particular one? Absolute madness. And the mum enabling this behavior through an intervention for you. And I just found the whole situation bizarre, you know, that your sister was inviting your ex along to things and was obviously trying to get you back together, but ex accepting these invitations and joining the family on these little trips as well. You must have known what the sister was up to, what her plans were of some sort. And I just find that incredibly weird that he was comfortable with it as well. And you said in that last paragraph, your mum has been inconsolable, which makes you feel bad. And that's her intention. She's trying to make you feel bad to try and get you to meet up with your sister and accept her into it. But the thing that really worried me, you know, after all that you said about family therapy, therapy and boundaries and no sharing information about you with your sister and separate holidays. And you said, most important, if she ever pulls anything like this again, she will for sure be cut off. And your mum turns around and says she feels this is too much, but is willing to do it. So she's already not comfortable with it, which is red flags to me. But Empress Sith says your sister is fucking unhinged. I'm so sorry. This is over a guy you dated in high school. Opie replies saying she got fixated with the idea we could both be married to brothers and be best friends. Paz says, what's their logic? Like, now that you are pregnant, you should stop playing make-believe with your husband and realize your happy ever after is with your ex. What about your baby? Your ex and his family gonna accept her? Which Opie replies saying, my sister claims she's not trying to get us together anymore, but that I can't take away her chance to be an aunt. She says, I am a bad sister for being close with my sister-in-laws, who are amazing people. I obviously don't believe her. My issue is, what to do with my mum? The next comment says, from Creature Shock, who says, I'm kind of surprised your stalker ex, and yes, I will call him that, is still in your brother's life. That said, hold firm with your mother. No timelines. She has to show she can stick to your rules. Sister needs to live with the consequences of her actions. And Opie replies to that saying, to be fair to my brother, he did start to cut him off when I told my parents I was very uncomfortable with my ex around all the time. I was living away for college, but would visit my family during breaks. He also made a very big effort to make my husband feel welcome, which deteriorated his relationship with my ex even more because he felt betrayed by my brother. Nowadays, my husband is one of my brother's closest friends, and he only speaks with my ex when it's about our nephew, or to not be rude. Derpy Yeti says, 35. So like, she thinks you should marry the dude you were puppy loving in high school, like almost 20 fucking years ago. I'm 33, so basically we're the same age, and certainly high school era. It was like 2001, you know. George W. Bush was in office, and you two were actually popular. And the iPhone wasn't even thought of yet, lol. I had to Google and look up popular in 2001 to find these things out, because I barely remember the early 2000s. The Xbox had just come out, the original one, with the first Halo, the first Halo. Yeah, that's how long we're talking about here, lol. That's how long it was ago, holy fucking shit. That is so over the top, I just can't. You are 35, almost middle-aged. My God, your sister, is she like developmentally disabled or something? I mean, dude, that's all I got for this one. Dude. Opie talks, yeah, we're almost the same age. The most ridiculous and scary thing is, he still has mixtapes, CDs I made him when we were dating. Those things are about 20 years old and he still holds on to them. EMCCM says, I have no contact with my family. I found that it was impossible to be no contact with some and not others. In situations like this, it's the family system that's dysfunctional. Your family could have nipped this in the bud years ago. They chose not to. It's great that your father and brother have come around. It's doubtful that your mother will. People have no inherent right to be in your life. Your sister clearly has issues, and they won't be resolved without therapy and the type of self-reflection she doesn't seem capable of. For me personally, I found it too impossible to manage people with a set of rules, therapy, I don't discuss ex, etc. Eventually, they started pushing boundaries as they believe their way of life is best. My life has become infinitely calmer and more peaceful since I accepted that they are who they are and I removed them from my life. Opie replies to that one saying, this is my biggest issue. So far, I've been able to simply ignore her and her husband most of the time, but now that it involves my mum, I'm so conflicted. By the time I stopped talking to my sister, our relationship was so bad, I truly didn't care anymore. But my mum is a totally different thing. But she did hurt me a lot with a little intervention. So now OP continues to say, the edit I wanted to post but couldn't. I want to thank you for the amount of support and advice so far. I want to give you a little more info that's in my comments since there are too many for me to answer them all individually. My ex and I broke up when I was 18. He's 37 now. The reason for our breakup was that I didn't want to get married or engaged. My sister's insistence comes from the fixation of wanting the both of us to marry brothers and being best friends. My mum has always been so nice to my husband, but I'm beginning to think it was all a facade, which makes me very sad. My ex has been with people since the breakup. He also has two kids with an ex, but he's never been married. My sister says that is a very romantic thing to do since he only ever wanted to marry me. I should also mention his obsessive behavior is not only with me. I know from the grapevine he was very similar with the mother of his children, but now he is refocusing on me because my sister is encouraging it since she needs his help on getting back in my good graces so she can be a good aunt. My brother did start to cut him off when I told my parents I was very uncomfortable with my ex around all the time. I was living away for college but would visit my family during breaks. He also made a very big effort to make my husband feel welcome which deteriorated his relationship with my ex even more because he felt betrayed by my brother. Nowadays, my husband is one of my brother's closest friends, and he only speaks with my ex when it's about our nephew, sister's son, or to not be rude. Both my parents seem to be supportive of me not wanting to be around my ex so much, but I guess only my dad was in agreement. On the day of the tea party, my mum told him she was making me my favourite tea and sweets, but he couldn't stay since we would have quality time together. My dad left to go hang with my uncle since he thought it was a nice sentiment from my mum. He is very pissed off. My husband tried very hard with my sister when they met, but now he just ignores her and believes she is mentally unwell. We don't know if she is or not. Still, there is no excuse for how she behaves. They invited my ex and his mum because they thought it would be good for me to face the root of my issues with my sister, or at least their official version. Also, we are not Indian, not really religious. My husband and I are from the same race. There is no wealth disparity between my ex and my husband. If there is, it would be in favour to my husband. Lastly, my sister-in-laws, both my brother's wife and husband's sisters, are enraged about the situation. My husband and his sisters will be talking with their mum about her comment. My brother and his wife are considering going no contact with my mum permanently. In the meanwhile, they will not allow her to see my nephews for a bit. The more I read, the more I think I might have to go no contact with my mum for the sake of my kid. My husband is heartbroken to think all their interactions were faked, but says he is even more enraged she made me cry and doubt I was a good person. I realise there are countless conversations to have with my family about my mum, but I will definitely be going for a restraining order against my sister and...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
The ex. The proper semi-update. The state of my family so far. I had a conversation with my mother, but she insists she knew best. I am a bad person and she will be getting grandparents' rights or even custody. I am nothing what she says, but I still panicked, so we sent her a letter about it. My dad moved out definitely. He told her that he could not sign on her terrorizing his kid. My brother and his wife also decided to go no contact. I know it seems very sudden, but I think I understood the level of despair I had after the intervention. My husband told them afterwards that they had to think very well about what they appreciated and to be kind and receptive to everything, but would not raise a kid on a toxic environment. Reason 3,271,637 of why I love my husband. My husband is very heartbroken about my mum and her fakeness. He says she will never get anything from him. That is much as revenge goes here. My husband and sisters talked to my mother-in-law about her comment and made her understand why it was very out of it, as many of you assumed she is a very loving mum from a loving family. My dad and brother keep apologising for any role they played on this. My dad can't believe it went to this point. He says it's still surreal for him. Regardless, they support me no matter what and say they are willing to help me fight whatever ridiculous fight my mum or sister put. Hope he comes in with the next update, which has final updates, or I hope it is. I want to thank the lovely messages and encouraging words. I decided to post it here so it wouldn't be deleted like the original was. Things are great and horrible at the same time, but I am trying to remain positive about everything. My brother and his wife sat my nephews down and explained that grandma was ill and tried to hurt Auntie Diamond and the little cousin. They explained grandma would not be a part of their lives anymore, but that doesn't mean she doesn't love them. It was really hard, but the kids are smart. They were also told other aunt is no longer in their life, but they don't care because they dislike her. Not because of me alone, simply because she's not exactly great with them either. My mum lost it when she was informed and started claiming she had rights and she will get to see her grandchildren. My dad is looking for a permanent place but will stay with us until January, mainly due to my brother's mother-in-law coming to visit and we having the space. He is really sad, has called divorce lawyers already, moved bank stuff, etc. He has been getting countless emails, messages and calls from my mum, but he doesn't reply to anything. The lawyer told him not to block her right now. He considered maybe forgiving her, but I got a huge spike on my blood pressure a couple of days after my last post here because she decided to come to my place with my sister. My sister had never been to my home. My mum knew I didn't want her there, but I guess that doesn't matter anymore. The cleaning lady let them in since she knows my mum and I haven't had the time to inform her she was not allowed to come in anymore. I was just coming from some errands and I saw the car. This time, I didn't get in. I called all my relatives and my sister-in-law, husband's sister, was the one closer to me. She confronted them and told them they either leave or I call the police on them for trespassing. They left and I started feeling bad. We went to the doctor and they told me that all the excitement was not good and I needed to start relaxing or it would hurt the baby. My dad went home with my brother, uncle and my husband and took every single thing he could think of. My husband says my sister was there too and she kept screaming at him that he destroyed her family. My dad told my mum and sister they almost killed the baby and he also doesn't want to talk to any of them again. My sister kept sending messages to my brother begging for help but is not happening. I am devastated and very sad for my nephew since he is losing so much of his family because his mother has some wacky ideas, but it is what it is. As per the custody and grandparents' rights my mum wants to throw around so much, my lawyer sent her a letter stating she caused harm to my health and the baby, and if she keeps harassing me, it will become an official legal matter. My brother also sent her a letter using her harassing of me. Both mum and sister have refused to go to therapy. They might be mentally ill, but with all of this coming to light, it is obvious they have been in agreement for a long time. I will focus on spending the holidays with my family, being healthy, and going to therapy. And of course, it wasn't the final update. This update came 3 months later, which said, "Hi, I've received some requests for an update and had a little time, so decided it could be a good fit. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for your comments, messages, and well, every advice, because I feel we owe you for being even more paranoid than we were being. A couple of people asked me what method we use to know the gender of the baby. I announced it after 20 weeks. The reason for waiting so long is we have experienced a loss in the past, which we were preparing to announce when it happened, and we wanted to be sure and have a safety feeling about the announcement. Also, we were naive enough to think it would be special for my mum. And you were right. After posting, I handed it to my husband and he read your messages, comments and advice for some days. We swiped the house and thankfully found nothing but felt extremely unsafe, so we went to a hotel with my dad. But then we realized there was a tracker on my fur baby's vest. He's a very small dog and gets cold a lot, so he has a funny vest. Never in a million years would I have thought of looking there, but we discovered the tracker when my dad walked him around the hotel area and my sister came and asked him about me and reconciliation. I was really upset, so we decided to move. Thankfully, we can afford it. We are renting at the moment and also renting out our place, so it's just not empty. I used to love that house, but now I feel it's ruined and tainted somehow. Sadly, my parents' house feels the same, and not only for me. We all, brother, husband, dad, sister-in-law, and even my husband's family, changed our numbers. Got no electronics and notified employers, friends, police. We also started therapy and family therapy. My dad and brother feel extreme guilt over the situation, even if I have truly forgiven them, but we are healing as a unit. My sister and mum insist they are not wrong and they don't need therapy. My dad made a new will in which my sister's son gets a trust fund and some inheritance, but my sister gets a token amount. He's truly done with her. I was feeling bad for her, but I decided to focus my energy on my baby. She is here and we are blessed. It is not the experience I thought of since my mum is not around me anymore, but so many friends and family members have truly surprised us. By the end, we were so paranoid, we started testing some people. We were unsure of telling them I was going into labor. It worked like a charm. We discovered who was still feeding info to my mum and sister and cut them out. The rest understood when we explained the reasoning. My ex, whom my friends now call Bates, went around saying the baby was his because we've been having a torrid affair due to my undying love for him. Nobody believes him anymore, but it made my husband contact Bates' employer and tell him about all the craziness. Long story short, he was put on suspension pending internal reviewing. I'm almost positive he will be fired since they have asked us for more and more info and they seem really apologetic. My mum has tried to find us, but all the people that know of our location have gone no contact with her. My dad's lawyer sent her a letter stating that due to her instability, all correspondence will be through lawyers now. It has been us and my dad because I felt so bad for him being alone. He has promised he will be fine and nothing is my fault, but I still feel awful. He has been the best babysitter, feeder, diaper changer in the universe. My nephews are loving as always, and my dad even got a visit with my sister's son. It came about because she kept making videos threatening to hurt herself if my husband didn't stop alienating her family, so my dad emailed her about seeing her son and told her he would call the police about threats, so that seemed to have stopped it. Lastly, someone brought up I gave Bates false hope. It can't be further from the truth. I spent years uncomfortable because I thought he would move on. Then, after I spoke up and then met my husband, I spent such a long time fighting my sister about it. I had a very long engagement, which is why I married after my sister. I still love my mum and sister, but I choose a healthy life for me and my family over that love. I've discovered a lot of loyalty, love, and compassion through this whole thing. As strange as it may seem, I feel lucky it all exploded. Hopefully, it is not much of a ramble. Big hugs from me. And the latest update, which came June 2022, which says, we officially moved into a new house, with my dad moving into the guest house. We had many discussions both in and outside therapy, and we decided that while it would be good for him to be with us, we still need our space. We are still renting out the old place and we'll be deciding what to do later. My dad has the grandchildren all together about 3 times a week now. He still has to see my sister's kids separately since she refused to let him take the kid unless she knew where he lived. Which, to be fair, is a normal thing, but considering she is crazy, we don't want her close. My mum complained to the lawyers about how unfair it is my dad still gets to see all the grandchildren, but there is nothing she can do about it. About a month ago, my dad told me he had a confession and my stomach started hurting. Dear reader, he pays for my nephews, sister's kids, schooling and babysitting, which is why she still allows him to see him. He felt so guilty for hiding it and didn't want to keep secrets. I assured him it was nothing wrong and that please don't feel bad. On Mother's Day, my dad got an email with a link to an Instagram account in which they made a sad video about my mum and how most of her family has abandoned her, and how much of a saint my sister is for being there for her. It was really pathetic and enraged me, but I just sent it to the lawyer. Dad officially filed for divorce in May and the process is still going. My mum insists he is wrong, but my dad said he'd rather drink bleach than go back to her, so I think that is final. My brother and husband took my dad out for Father's Day and had a blast. My sister posted many things that day, but they managed to block my dad from even learning about it because we wanted him to enjoy it. They also did a camping trip with the kids, aka went to a hotel, got a suite and put a tent in the middle area and a little tippy for baby. Honestly, having baby is one of the best things that have happened to me, and seeing my husband being the amazing father I knew he would be makes me so happy. It is tiring, but we have so much support, I feel grateful beyond anything because I have my rocks on my side. My sister-in-laws and I now get to have a little calendar on sharing things, all the kids get to do things that are age-appropriate and if they want to. We want to let them all know that they do not need to hang out with people they dislike and their voices matter. Right now, they are all obsessed with baby and say they are her protectors, and we get little get-togethers, brunch, etc. Honestly, having family time now is a pleasure and not a headache without my sister there. I know how wrong it is to say, but she just sucks the positivity out of the room. My mother-in-law also loves having time with a baby and stays in the guest room about once a week. She asked politely and said she didn't want to take baby for sleepovers or anything. I feel respected and heard by her and yes, have broken down sometimes because I miss my mum a lot. I miss the mum I had or thought I had. Not the one that told me I would be a terrible mother or was a hateful woman. My therapist says it's a marathon and to focus on the good. Speaking about the good, Bates was terminated. Not only that, but his reputation in his industry was not only damaged, but nuclear level damaged. So was his brother's, but because brother-in-law is not in an industry that cares much about reputation, he still has his job as far as I know. Bates sent me a 12-page, double-sided, seamed single-space letter about how hurt he is that I am denying him what's his, and my husband is so threatened by him that he had to go and destroy him professionally because he would not be able to destroy anything else. I said seemed because I didn't read it. My lawyer did and gave me a summary. I also heard from the grapevine. No, I don't ask people. They just tell me since they know he is stalking me, that the mother of his children moved and he didn't even care and said it was for the best. This man doesn't even care about his kids and wants to play family with baby and me. Sadly, he won't be homeless or anything because mummy already let him move back in with her, so I doubt he will learn anything from this. Not the flashiest of updates, but just what it is. Oh, and my husband burnt or donated every single item given to him by my mum or my parents with my dad's blessing. He says life is too short to give us space in his life, even with memories. And I think firstly, after all that, I gotta say to OP, congratulations on your child. There certainly was some worrying things said in there, you know, when you had to go to the doctor because all the excitement was getting to you and it could possibly be doing harm and things like that. So it was very, very concerning. So I'm glad, you know, baby turned up healthy and your family's coming together somewhat. I know there's a lot of grey areas going on and sadness going on that you do miss your mum and etc. But you've put up these boundaries now and you seem to be in a much better place than you was.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Before, and the fact that there was a tracker on the dog, I mean, what the hell? That's some mad shit, isn't it? Holy moly. Anyway, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. As always, I would love to hear them if you have a moment of your time. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's story. Your love, support, and time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so much, and hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.